Hey, hey, it's Mr. Rabbit, and right now we cooking Mr. Rabbit's way. This one is going out to all my tailgaters. What we cooking today is what we call grill steak. Hot grill steak, spicy grill steak here for Mr. Rabbit way. Okay, what we gonna do, we gonna make a marinade for our steak. We gonna marinate today before we actually do our steaks. Here we go. What we gonna do, this is how you make the marinade. You gonna need about 4 ounces of roughly chopped onions, okay? Onions, I like that word, onions. All right, okay, then we're gonna use some 2.5 ounces of roughly chopped green onions, and here's the spicy spot. This is where we get spicy with it. We ain't gonna use no jalapeno peppers. We gonna use some scotch bonnet peppers. We want this baby to be nice and fiery. You know what I'm talking about? That real hot stuff. And then, here we go. You're gonna need some vegetable oil, about 4 ounces of that. You're gonna need some dark rum from all my drinkers out there. We're gonna use some dark rum, about 2 ounces of that. 2 ounces of soy sauce. Maybe, 1 1/4 of ground allspice. 4 tablespoons of thyme. 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon. Also, we're gonna use some salt. You gotta use salt, you know? I like the sea salt, but you can use any salt you want. But you're gonna need about 1 1/2 tablespoons of salt. 1 1/2 tablespoons of maybe of some ground nutmeg. And 1 tablespoon of ground cloves. And then we're gonna need 10 ribeye steaks. That's the game. So right now, you got your marinade. Make sure you're taking a blend it all together. All that that's blended together to come out to a nice smooth paste. Then you get about 4 bags, you know. 4 Ziploc bags, because you take put 3 in the bags, right? In 1 bag, but I'm going to have by himself. We're going to have that one by himself. He's going to be alone, because you got 3 in the bag, because you got 10 of them, right? So you got 3 in the bag and 1 by himself, all alone. That's going to be your papa steak. That's what I'm talking about. That's the one you're going to like. Now, you mix it all that and let it marinate overnight. That's right. Make it marinate overnight. Then the next day, you put it on a grill. And this is where it really begins. It's all about the cooking now. This is how your steak supposed to come out. Depending on the temperature you want, make sure that grill is real hot. Because you got to get it real hot so you can get the doneness that you want in your steak. Now, as your steak is cooking, this is what a reminder. Let your steak cook on a grill. Now, do not turn your steak over until you can flip it without it sticking to the grill. If your steak is sticking to the grill, leave it. Let it cook until it get loose. It will loose itself, okay? It will come up, the meat will loose from the steak grill. You know what I'm talking about? It will be so easy to flip over when it's done. Let's flip it over and let it cook the other side the same way. Don't lift it, alright? Because if you mess with your steak before it's actually finished cooking, you're not going to have a good steak. Just let it cook. You see what I'm talking about, boo? Just let that steak cook. Yeah. Once it's finished cooking, you got a good, nice, hot, and fiery steak. Now, for those who don't like a fiery steak, catch the next episode. Get you later, boo.